Case number 9517, John and Joyce Yokely, south of Route 1, west of Dodd Avenue, being Lot 22 and part of Lot 24, Block B within Ann Acres Development, variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Attorney Eby, sworn in, please.
Name and address.
John, excuse me, John and Joyce Yokely.
I just need your name.
Oh, John Yokely, 219 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
Your name and address.
Joyce Yokely, 219 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth.
Can you swear you both in? You can affirm, if you like. Do you swear a testimony you're about to give to your great question knowledge?
Yes.
Yes.
I have some materials.
You just give them all to me.
Got enough for me?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Emmett, you have got enough?
Enough for what?
I brought nine. Yeah, there's enough.
Okay. Okay. Ricky, that's yours. Okay. All right, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You explained to the board your request for these three variances?
Yes, we are requesting a front yard and side yard setback so we can build a second story on our existing house at 219 Dodd Avenue, which is non-conforming currently. I believe that the setbacks were established after the house was built, and it exceeds the setback currently where the house sits on the side and front yards.
Okay.
And I have some material to go through the five requirements for the variance.
Please do.
Okay. Number one, uniqueness, starting on page number three.
Mm-hmm.
Subject property was built prior to the current setback requirements, and it exceeds the current front and side setbacks. The second floor can't be practically added to the subject house without moving the house or tearing it down, which would be a significant hardship for us. We are a family of six with four females. The current house has one bathroom on the first floor, and our plans include adding a second bathroom on the second floor. Number two, cannot be otherwise developed. The current property is non-conforming on side and front setbacks. To add a second story that is aesthetically pleasing, a variance is necessary. I have a picture coming up here in just a minute. We need to use the existing exterior bearing walls to support the second story, so it would not be practical to try to somehow offset the house so that you could put a second story without using existing front and side existing bearing walls. Number three, not created by the applicant. The house was non-conforming when we bought it in 1985. And on the next page, we have a site plan. On the site plan, you can see that the house is, the side yard setback currently is 10 feet. The house sits 6 feet, 2 inches currently from the side yard. The front is currently, the setback is 30 feet. The house sits 25 feet, 7.5 inches. We're asking for 4 feet on the side and 12 feet, 4 inches on the front. However, on the front, there's a set of steps that are not shown in this diagram, and we're only asking for about 3 feet, 5 inches further out than the steps, and that's just for the porch. The house basically is going to go up, but we want to add a porch for kind of aesthetic value. Number four, the plan addition, we can see the artist rendering on the next page, we think is consistent and smaller than other improvements in the neighborhood. There are other four other, and actually now there was another one just recently built right behind the subject property. There are four other 3- and 4-story houses built in the last 2 years within a couple hundred feet of our property, 216, 227, 21014, and 21020 Roger Street, which is the street right behind us. There are multiple existing and new multi-story projects in near proximity to the subject property. And I have a couple of photos here coming up. So page 8 shows an artist rendering. We basically just want to stick a second floor right on the existing house. On the side, it won't stick out any further than the existing property. On the front, we propose to add a porch, which will come out about 8 feet from the existing property. But again, the steps is about 5 feet, I think, so it will come out at an additional 3.5 feet. Page 9, a couple of other multi-story projects that are nearby. 216 Dodd, which is directly across the street from our house. We look out our window directly at that house. 227 Dodd, which is two houses down away on the same side of our street. This house is now finished. When I took the picture, it was under construction. That actually is a three-story. These two are three-story houses. We're only proposing a two-story. On page 10, right behind our house is Rogers Street. Our house is Dodd Street. I have a map at the very end here. And on 21014 and 21020 are very, very large houses. So certainly our suggested second story is much smaller than these kinds of properties that are being built in the neighborhood. Page 11, 232 Elizabeth Street is about four or five houses down on the corner. This house on the left-hand side here on page 11 is kind of similar to what we're proposing. It was a one-story house. They stuck a second story on the top of it, and they put kind of some dormers out and a porch to make it aesthetically pleasing so it doesn't just look like a big square box. 21090, a couple of other two-story houses that are fairly new, is a fairly new one in the neighborhood. Elizabeth Street is just on the other side of Dodd Avenue, so one side was Rogers, the other side is Elizabeth Street. A couple of other ones. These are about a block or two away. Actually, Andrews Street, 211 Andrews. There's a pretty recent three-story one that was built, and there was an existing one on Andrews Street that's a two-story that is an add-on, a second-story add-on within the last two or three years. Page 13, quite a few houses in the neighborhood, again, doing similar things. 207 Andrews Street, that's probably three blocks away. I have a map showing where these houses are located. And on 2nd Street, which is about three blocks, two and a half, 3 blocks down on the corner. So standard for granting a variance, number 5, minimum variance. The variance is a minimum to allow walls to go straight up the sides and the front of the house using the existing bearing walls to support the second floor. Again, offsetting the house or doing some other kind of thing or tearing the house down to move it over 4 feet and back 6 would be a hardship. Page 15, we took a poll of people in the neighborhood to see what other people thought about the project. We talked to 12 people. Actually, we've talked to more now, but we have letters signed by 12 that are included in our proposal here. And on the map on the next page, we show you the proximity to our house, to the houses that we have signed letters for. So our house is the one that's red in the color picture, and we have the houses that are kind of scattered around it. They're not all right immediately adjacent to it, and certainly we didn't go house to house and canvas every single house, but we did get a dozen people that were in favor of our project. Some of them had similar projects, some of them didn't have any projects at all. Mm-hmm. And so the rest of the pages of our proposal are signed letters that are signed by the people. We showed them a site plan of the house in the paragraph that you have here. It talks about the site plan. We showed it to them, discussed it with them, and they in fact, if they sign these letters, approved, and we've included copies.
Okay.
Beautifully, I commend you on your presentation.
Very good.
And also the fact that you addressed all the standards for granting variance. That's a rare thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Very well done. Are there any, excuse me, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Teague?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? No. Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Please keep your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group? You can sit down right in front of you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, those that would like to speak, would you please come forward at this time to be sworn in? Again, all that would like to speak, please come forward.
Name and address.
Kay Wheatley, 218 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Florence Collette, 217 Dodd Avenue.
Say your first name again.
Florence.
Bob Collette, 217 Dodd Avenue. Bob Collette, 217 Dodd Avenue.
Diane Pringle, 221 Dodd Avenue.
Bruce Pringle, 221 Dodd.
Ed Lanham, 215 Dodd Avenue.
Squeeze in here. Do you swear a testimony you're about to give a true correct question on?
True, yes.
Yes.
Break.
Okay, we'll let ladies go first. Good evening, ma'am.
Hello, gentlemen and ladies. I'm Kay Wheatley. I live directly across the street. And one of the first things I'd like to point out is that in the minutes from the last time that we were here about this property, which was in April of 05, he stated that the property is sometimes rented, a detached garage that is behind the residence is sometimes rented and is mostly used by family members. Currently, the detached garage, I believe, is rented for the season to four girls. And within the last 2 weeks, there were other rentals to high school kids in the high school college kids in the permanent residence or the house out in front that's going for the variance. I know the one day that the group of girls arrived, I counted 10 renting for the week. And I never got a count on how many boys were there the week before. It is an illegal use because the property, I believe, is zoned, as are all of our properties in the area, for one residence. And there is one residence and one rental that is there. I believe the last time that he was here, he was told that there could not be separate electric meters and was asked to remove it. And I believe if you inspected, you would still find all of that still in place. So any of the things that were brought up before have not been, to my knowledge, and I have not gone on his property, but to my knowledge, have not been corrected. As far as the front porch, one thing that I think could be taken into account is the street averaging. Some of the homes that have been built or have been renovated in the last few years, street averaging has been used. I do not know about the many properties that he cited on Andrews or Second Street or even Elizabeth or Rogers, because some of those are 2 to 4 blocks away. But I believe on Dodd, all of the construction that has taken place has been able to be done within the setbacks and without a variance. Some of the things that I am concerned about from my property is that, one, we looked at trash out all winter long along the fence from where they had closed up. And the other thing is, and I have some pictures here to just show, over the last 2 weeks, if we have had company, we have not been able to have them park anywhere near our property because the renters are, we actually represent about 150 feet, front feet across the street and a little bit diagonally. And then another sister and I own a house on the other side, which would encompass 200 feet. And there was no parking all along there. And it appeared to me that it was mostly out of use from his rental or rentals. As you will also see in this first picture here, there's a sign that says no stopping, standing, or parking. And there were cars parked illegally that were his renters. In front of his house and in front of the Pringles house, and then they were also parked in front of our house and in front of our vacant lot and on down, okay? Okay. And many of the times while these cars are parked there, in fact, if I had had my camera with me today and could have gotten it developed, or yesterday, the driveway was completely empty, but the cars are all parked in front of our property. So therefore, one of my concerns is that should he ever sell this property that he is turning into so many bedrooms, there's 3 currently, so even if you add 2, you have a 5-bedroom home. If you add more than that, you obviously have more bedrooms. Should it ever become a rental, or if he continues to rent it out like he has rented out both of his properties that are currently there, I just question how many people could be staying there and how many cars we would have to deal with. But here are pictures.
And where do you live? Right across the street?
Right across the street.
What's your
house? 218 Dodd Avenue.
218?
Yes, and also in his testimony when he referred to 216 Dodd Avenue, I think he's just mixed up on the numbers because my sister and I own that property and it is a one-story ranch. There is a three-story new construction house beside that, which I imagine would be 214 Dodd Avenue, but it was built without the need for a variance. Okay?
That's what I was looking at, 214.
Also, that the other thing I'd like to point out, when he refers to the 12 letters in his exhibits, I don't doubt that he has them. I don't doubt that they are from people that live somewhere in the vicinity. But I would like to point out that between here, 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 back there, and myself, you have neighbors that represent both sides and about 200 front feet across the street who are all opposed to it. So while there may be people in the area who don't have any objection to it, I don't see any impact that it would have on them, and it would have on us. The house that he referred to, two doors down, I believe is actually, depending on how you count, three doors down, but it was a single story, I believe, or a Cape Cod, I'm not really sure, but they have taken their garage and turned it and done an addition and connected and made it into, I don't even know how many bedrooms are in that, but they were able to do it with what they had existing. And I believe that any case that's brought before you gentlemen, you are to show hardship. And if his hardship is need for space for his family, then there is a property there that is illegally used as a rental that could be combined. I'm sure there is some architect in the state of Delaware or Maryland that would be able to do a drawing that would encompass that property and allow it to all be turned into one residence that could probably accommodate as many bedrooms as he would need for his four girls and probably even four bathrooms.
Ma'am, is this his place, the yellow one?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this his place right here, the yellow one?
Yes.
That's his?
Yes.
And this is the rental in the back?
No, yes. One other thing. In the minutes last time, he said that the buildings existed when he purchased the property in 1989. Tonight, he testified that he purchased the building in 1985. I think, and I don't intend to speak for him, but I believe that he and another family or gentleman or husband and wife purchased the property without the property in the back. They built that, and then the 1989 purchase was probably when he bought that partner out. So he was involved in the ownership to some degree of the property. When the illegal property was built, it was zoned as a garage, and it was reported from the very beginning of construction, or of CO or whatever, that it was being used as a rental.
Ma'am, you said you have the minutes from the last hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see them?
If you don't mind my minutes. They are on the next page.
Okay, 901 though. I didn't realize that this was maybe a reapplication. I think we need to, you know, we have a separate analysis for that. Okay, that we need to.
Yeah, we need to back up.
We need to double check this.
What's different?
Yeah, if you give me just a second here, let me take
sure.
The minutes. Okay, just got.
Hudson, do you know what is different about this request as opposed to the one a year ago?
I think maybe the way to do it, I think we ought to invite the applicant back up to detail that now that we know that it's essentially a reapplication.
I think it'd be best. Could you just sit right there, just a moment, please?
How many copies of this did you hand me? Okay. Let me pass them backwards. These are the minutes from the last hearing. Mr. and Mrs. Yokley, if you would come on back up for a second, please. Send them on that. we're usually pretty good about recognizing the second time there's an application involving the same property.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I should have stated that.
That's all right. It's important from a legal standpoint because you're not allowed basically two bites out of the same apple. You get one shot at it, and in order to reapply for something on the same property, you have to convince the board that there is that this application is substantially different from the last one, or that the objections that were raised the last time have been addressed in some fashion and remedied in this application. So typically what you need to show, what the reapplicant tries to show, is that there is a substantial difference between this application and the one that was presented, I guess it was in April of 2005.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you would address that issue for the board, please.
I'll try to do that. After the last variance meeting where it was declined, we invited the neighbors over for coffee and donuts to try to see what their concerns were and to see if we couldn't address their concerns. One of the concerns was parking. We said that we would plan. We're only actually biting a few more feet off in the front yard, so you'll still people park in the front yards of these houses for off-street parking. So we said we'd cut a tree down and would increase the off-street parking. And we also, I believe the last variance, I don't have the numbers exactly, but we pushed it back. So we were, I think, asking for 12 feet. Now we're asking for 8 feet. So we pushed it back because of that issue related to the parking. I can check that from last year's, but I don't have that number off the top of my head.
The minutes say 12.2 feet was requested the last time. And
and now, actually, with the steps, you're asking for 15.7 feet.
We're also asking for a 4-foot side yard variance. And is that still being requested here?
Well, right now we need the side yard is the house sits 6 feet from the property line, and I think the setback is 10. So we're asking for 4 on the side,
which is what you asked for.
That was the same. The front, I believe, on the last time the front porch was 12 feet, we reduced it to 8 feet. So it should have cut in 4 feet off the. And we didn't have this addressed on a. We just gave a plot plan in from the architect. So you'd have to look at the plot plan.
Well, your application this time says 12.2 feet, same as the last one. Plus, you've testified that you want an additional 3.5 feet, which is 15.7 feet, which is a greater variance request.
No, we don't need the addition. The 3.5 feet is not an addition. What I said was that the porch stuck out 3.5 feet already, so that bites off part of the 8 feet. We would take
the steps
already come out five feet, so I really only need 3.5 feet further than the steps for the porch. Okay, so we did try to address the neighbor's concern. I'm pretty sure I don't have it in front of me, but I had told the architect to push back the setback on the front to reduce to make sure there's plenty of room even for huge cars. And the setback now would be 17 feet 8 inches or almost 18 feet, which is plenty enough, I think, room for cars. So we did try to, you know, address some of the concerns. One of the neighbor's concerns was that the house would block his airflow, and I don't know how I can address that concern, but, you know, if I could, I would, but there's just some that I couldn't.
Can I state something about the parking? Parking on our street is an issue. One side of the street...
Only to the extent of distinguishing between the applications. Okay.
One side of the street is public parking. Anybody can park there. The other side, you're not allowed to park on. We don't have any control of who parks on this street at all. It could be anybody. So when we rent out our property, we go through a realtor. We're not there. And if no one lets us know or lets the realtor know that people have parked or called the police, people have parked in front of their home, we have no control over it. It's really not we can't possibly control it. That's why we use a realtor. So the realtor could be called or we could be called and...
So how does that differ from the first request? What we're determining now, we're not even considering the variance. First, we need to consider the difference between this request versus the original request.
That you had.
Whether we even hear this case.
Right. Well, I'm pretty sure I'd have to go back to the plot plan that we decreased the setback on the front. The side's the same.
Well,
look at this, it doesn't.
Do you have the...
Okay, this says 17.6.
It really couldn't be any different, because if you're just going up, straight up on the sides, you're going to... I mean, it's not... The house didn't move since the last time.
No, but I could shrink the porch. Okay. See, if you look at the side plan, the plot plan, the side view on page number 8.
Your request is for 12.2-foot variance on your application and on this plot plan.
Okay.
Okay.
Right now.
That hasn't changed. Your request is also for a 4-foot variance on the side.
What if I shrink the porch even more and ask for less setback on the front?
How does that differ, any variance? How does it differ from the original?
Because you said that it, I didn't know that it had to differ from the original. You know, I read the five. I tried to become prepared and read the five things, and because last time I really wasn't that prepared. So I tried to read and comply with the five.
So what you're saying, you just met the standard for granting a variance. You didn't really look at how this new application was going to be different. That's what Mr. Mills is asking you. So all you did with this here, right, was to meet the standards for granting a variance.
No, we met and tried to address concerns that were raised. And
what he's asking, what is different then, again, from this one here?
The concerns have nothing to do with it. What's different?
Originally, you asked for a front and a side.
Right.
Okay. What's different?
I thought I'd shrunk the front, but if I haven't, in accordance with the last, I would. I would take, 2 feet off the front.
You're before us with this plan, and I don't see a difference myself.
Let's see, the 12.2 and 12.2.
I guess two options for the board, since we already started hearing the opposition. If you want to go ahead and hear the rest of the case and then make the decision at the tail end, you do that, or you can determine if somebody wants to consider now whether there's a substantial difference. You can do that now and from there. But up to you guys.
I don't know how the rest of you feel. I don't see a substantial difference. Basically the same request.
Mr. McCabe, your feelings on what you've heard so far?
Say that again.
Your feelings on what you've heard so far. We have two options. We can continue with it, or we can decide now that there's not that much of a substantial change in the this one versus that one.
Evidence doesn't show any change.
No change.
Mr. Workman?
No change.
Mr. Hudson?
As far as what's in print, I see that change.
Okay. And since the other board then is that there's no change then. That being said, I'll entertain a review council. Then we can entertain the board's consensus.
You can do it now or you can do it at the end.
Make a motion that we deny the hearing the case because I don't see any substantial difference. And because it wasn't picked up in the office, I'd make a motion, including that motion, the applicant be refunded their application fee.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we deny case number 9517. In effect, there was a substantial change in this application versus the other one, that it wasn't picked up in the office, and that the $400 fee be returned. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way to deal with the illegal rental?
Counsel, can you address that? I don't.
I don't know.
It's not
because
in compliance with current regulations. They've been told by you guys, they know it, and they continue to rent. They did not rent last summer. I don't know if it was because of the application that came forth in June
I would say the planning
and there was a difference. Even this administrator says that they can't control the parking. Literally, they can't.
That's just not something we're prepared to deal with.
I would say
tonight.
The director of planning and zoning could probably answer that question for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the avenue, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Go to Mr. Lang, the director.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number.